Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today, let's talk history about Lawrence Denny Lindsley, the renowned photographer of nature, wildlife, and other interesting topics. Born in 1878, the grandson of David Denny, one of the founders of Seattle, he took his first photo at age 11 and continued with his passion well into his 90s. Using 4x5 and 5x7 black and white film with view cameras. He grew up in Seattle, became a charter member of the Mountaineers Club of Seattle, forging his mountaineering skills and passions. Then in 1909, he moved to 25 Mile Creek on Lake Chelan and lived with his parents on their ranch. From there, he often ventured into the mountains, becoming a guide and photographing wherever he went. One such expedition with 20 people and 30 horses included Mary Roberts Reinhart, author of Tenting Tonight, with several references to Lindsley. He said she was the first to propose the North Cascades National Park. His love of the lake and Grand Coulee areas is attested by his gift to Chelan County of 375 negatives, of which our Lake Chelan Historical Society has many. Prints of these may be viewed and purchased at the museum. In 1916, Lindsley returned to Seattle and went to work in the studio of Edward S. Curtis, who created and published his famous photo series entitled Indians of North America. Lindsley married in 1918, but 2 years later his wife died during childbirth. He remarried again 24 years later, but was a widower again for the last 15 years of his life. Now, I'd like to read to you from an autobiographical sketch that he did at one point in his career. I love my work and God's beautiful, big out of doors. Some 20 years ago, I was working in a mining camp driving a pack train. In my trips back and forth along the trail, I saw many beautiful scenes that I wanted to make paintings of. And as I had no time to learn to paint, I turned to the camera to try and work out pictures I felt. Every season, when I returned to the mine, I would try and get something better of the pictures taken the season before, thus giving me a chance to study my subject well. In making pictures, I want them to tell something. There is no rest for the camera in the hills, as there is something doing there all the time. There is no game law for a camera. I have my own pack and saddle horses, and when conditions are right, it takes me but a short time to pack up and hit the trail. My outfit is not very large. As a rule, 3 horses takes all I need. 1 horse carries the camera, plates, films, and other accessories. The other horse carries the grub pile, blankets, and camp outfit. On my saddle, I carry a 3A Graflex camera, and some of my best work is done with it, as it is always ready at an instant's notice. I also carry a rifle and a boot, as I hunt some, but as a general rule, use the gun for shooting off limbs of trees. In other words, I use it to trim the trees up artistically so as to fit the pictures. When out on picture-making trips, I am alone most of the time. I take my pack horses and outfit and camp where I want to work. I find by doing it alone, I can do more work, find more subjects, and can concentrate better than if I have someone with me. So that's it for this week. Next time, we're going to talk more about Lawrence Lindsley.